Why is it that our voices sound so different to how we think we sound?
In radio, I am constantly disappointed by the sound of my own voice, so I was keen to bring in the experts for this one. Here's Dr. Nick Gibbons, a specialist in voice surgery.
The way we hear is by sound waves, which are pressure waves going through the air, coming in through the ear canal, through the eardrum and the small bones of hearing into the inner ear, where it creates electrical signals that get sent to the brain, and the brain interprets that as hearing. Now, that's the majority of the way we hear. However, the second way we hear is actually sound waves, pressure waves, going in through the bones of the skull, directly into the inner ear, rather than through the ear canal. But when we speak, the vocal folds vibrate and produce sound waves. And because the sounds are being produced inside us, a lot more of it is actually transmitted through the tissues and the bones of the skull directly into the inner ear. The frequency at which the tissues of the head transmit sound best is quite low, so these low frequencies are accentuated. So our voices sound, to us, a bit lower and a bit more resonant. So when you hear yourself on a tape recorder, it always sounds a bit more tinny and a bit more whiny and a bit higher. So we always go, oh no, that sounds terrible. But actually, that's what everyone else hears. The only person who hears the voice as you sound is you.
How disappointing. In radio, we add resonance to make people sound a bit more godlike. I guess it's like having a producer on our own voices.
Yes, I imagine that's exactly right. It's the depth and the volume and the broadness of the voice. It sounds very good.
So when I have a cold and inside my head, I feel like I'm blocked off from the rest of the world. I can't hear myself properly. What's going on there?
Two things there. First one is when you normally produce a voice, the vocal folds vibrate, and like ripples in a pond when you throw stones in them. That's what happens when the pressure waves come from your voice box. And they come out through your mouth, and they come out through your nose, and they reverberate around your sinuses. When you've got a cold, you don't have the nose and the sinuses. They're completely blocked up. So it's only reverberating around your throat and your mouth. So immediately, that's going to alter the sound of your voice. The second thing is, even less sound is going out of your mouth and in through your ears for you to hear it, and more of it, percentage-wise, is reverberating up through the tissues of your skull into your inner ear. So it's going to sound even more different than it is normally.
Well, there we go. I guess it'll always sound better in my head. Next week, we'll be answering Warren's question.
We all know that the galaxy contains billions of stars. Since the amount of energy that all those stars have been pouring out is obviously enormous, how come space is so cold?
Brr, why indeed? If you know, email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum.
And that is just about all we've got time for. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to Felicity Bedford for producing the programme. On the show next week, we're going to be brewing up a storm because we'll explore the crazy world of caffeine. Are you, like me, dead hooked? The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the EPSRC, the STFC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and until next time, thanks for listening, and goodbye.